Just because you feel unwell doesn't mean that you shouldn't exercise. In fact, for most people, it's even more important that you set aside some time for physical activity. Exercise can be low impact and still be extremely beneficial. Beau Waters, who plays footy for the West Coast Eagles, has volunteered to take us through a series of basic exercises, which you can follow when you're out in a park or at home. Beau, I'd like to start with a warm-up and then get the heart rate up. Can you talk us through it?
Well, I've just walked outside. I've walked down to the local park. It's taken me about 5 minutes to get down here. And I've got a bench seat that I've just come across that most people normally sit on. And I've walked up to the bench seat and I've put my left leg up onto the seat so my hamstring's stretched, and I'm proceeding to stretch a little bit forward. I'm going to hold this for about 10 seconds. And I can feel that the stretch is doing its job because my hamstring's quite tight. And the hamstring is the muscle in the back of your leg. I'm just going to put the right leg up there. So the bench seat is a great obstacle to help you with exercise. You can, like I mentioned before, you can practice dips, hamstring stretches. And once you've done quite a bit of exercise, you can use it as a resting tool.
Ah, nice. So it's always good to have a seat to sit down on just in case.
Exactly.
So we've stretched our legs. What next?
Stretched our legs. The next thing is I'm going to start doing some push-ups, and I'm going to mention a few different types of push-ups for different levels that people are at. Now, the conventional push-up is down on your hands and your feet and pushing down. As I'm coming down, and you're going to push down, and then you're going to push back up, and that's one. And if you can do 10 push-ups, you're going really well. And if you can't do any or you find that quite tough, you can do a push-up on your knees. So you put your knees on the ground and your hands on the floor, and then you're pushing down and you're pushing back up, and that's one. And again, if you're finding that tough, then you can find yourself a nice big gum tree or some sort of tree that's around your house or around the park. Put your hands on the tree and you're pushing in exactly the same as on the floor and then pushing back up. These are all stimulating your arm muscles, your triceps and your biceps, and a little bit of your pectorals. Great exercise.
And you've got to make sure that your body stays fairly straight, don't you? None of that bum pushing in or falling forward.
No, very important to keep straight, because you don't want to get a sore back from all this. You want to work some muscles, and you also want to activate your core. So your core is a very important part of your abdominal muscles and your back, and it's very important to everyday activities.
So when you say activate it, it's just that you, through that exercise, need to clench it, is that right?
Yeah, a bit of clenching, and it's the drawing up feeling through your pelvis, and not tensing your abs, but activating them, so to speak.
Yeah, I learned how to do it the other day. I've been doing it wrong my entire life, apparently, and I was told to pretend like someone is kind of punching you in the lower stomach, and you've got to suck it back in so that they don't hurt you.
Yep, that's very good. There's also, for a male, it's trying to draw up his male bits, drawing them up into the stomach, which is the easiest way to explain it, and for a female, it's trying to draw up and close that area.
Ah, interesting. Okay, good tip. All right, so after we've done a bit of that, what next do you recommend?
Okay, next we're going to do some lunges, which are great exercises because you can go as far down as you would like to go, depending on what level you're at again. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find a nice open part of grass, and I can do this at home, I can do this in the lounge room, I could do this at the park, on the path, and I'm going to stand with my feet side by side and taking my left foot, walking forward and then dropping my back right knee down by the ground and then pushing it back up, bringing my right foot forward past my left leg and then dropping my left leg back down. So walking and lunging at the same time. And this is a great exercise for your quadriceps, your hamstrings, your calf muscles, your core, everything. It really activates everything. And then as I'm going, I'm getting a little bit fatigued here. If you can do 5 each side, you're going well, and you can continue that on for as far as you like. Just be careful of oncoming passengers and dogs. They don't like getting out of the way.
Now, that's another one of those ones where you really have to activate that core, isn't it? Because otherwise you get a bit wobbly.
Yep, definitely. The stabiliser is your core. And also, if you hold your hands out, arms out straight, that can also act as a good balancing tool.
Okay, that's a good one. So 5 each of those, and you should really be feeling, I guess, the thigh muscles in your legs after that.
Definitely, definitely. You'll get a deep burn. It's a deep burn.
You sound like that's supposed to be good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's it. That's in... speaking as an athlete, as soon as you get the deep burn or you start sweating, you know you're starting to work pretty hard.
Okay, so the heart rate might get up with that as well?
Yep, definitely, because you're using your quadriceps and your hamstrings are two of your biggest muscle groups, and the harder that they work, the more energy that you're burning and the harder that your heart has to work to pump blood into those areas. So they're great for burning kilojoules and they're great for stimulating muscle growth and also for getting that exercised feeling that you're the happy sort of I've done something feeling.
The endorphin rush.
Exactly, the endorphin rush.
Oh, good. All right, well, can we have one more to get a bit more of that rush going?
Well, in my travels, I've just come across a set of stairs. I'm in the local park, and the reason that stairs are so great is because some people have stairs in their home, some people have stairs in their garden, some people have stairs in the workplace. There's stairs in the park. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to walk up the stairs to start with. I'm going to get a gauge of how far the stairs are apart. So I'm just going to put my left foot up first and just walk up the stairs as if they were just normal stairs. And I'm going to really gauge where my feet are going. Now I'm going to turn back around and I'm going to walk a little bit faster down the stairs.
Now, walking down is pretty easy, or so it feels. Walking up, should you like be trying to walk on your toes, or is there anywhere you should put your weight in particular?
Yeah, I think for the first set, maybe just walk normally and get a really good gauge of how far the stairs are apart, how far they are up. And then the more that we progress on the second lap, we might be actually walking on our tippy toes, or if you're quite advanced, you might even take a small jog and try and bound up the stairs a little bit. I'm just trying to get up the stairs a little bit quicker here. Now I'm going to turn back around, being very careful coming back down. Still, all my muscles are still working on the way back down. My quads and my hamstrings, and my calves, again, the biggest muscle groups. I'm building up a bit of a sweat here. It's quite a warm day. What I'm going to do now for the more advanced people is I'm going to try and run up the stairs quite quick. And I'm going to get up to the top. I'm going to have a bit of a break at the top, turn back around, and jog back down. Now I've got about 10 or 12 stairs here. And obviously, depending on how big the stairs are, there might be 50 stairs or 100 stairs, or you might be on level 12, so you don't want to be running up to level 12 at work on every day. But that's also another great thing, and we often hear that. And if you get the opportunity to walk up the stairs rather than take the lift or the elevator, it's great exercise, it's relatively quick, and it's a minute or two out of your day.
Fantastic. And if you've only got two stairs, can you just sort of walk up, walk down, walk up, walk down?
Yeah, well, we've seen on the aerobic programs at about 6:30 in the morning that you walk up the stairs and then you take two steps back down, a bit like Jane Fonda in the up and down, up and down. And we're sort of walking backwards when we're coming back down and stimulating again those muscles. And already I can feel myself getting quite a sweat, and you can hear a bit of...
You can stop
lungs
now.
Here, yeah. Are you tired or am I?
A bit of both, I'd say. Definitely. Oh, that's good. And then if you want to like throw your arms into it, is that good too to get them moving?
Throwing your arms, any extra activity, any extra movements, all great, and it's going to help increase your heart rate. And as we've said before, the higher your heart rate, the more blood that's going around your body, and you're stimulating, you're getting the hemoglobin and you're getting the endorphin rush, like we said before. So all great exercises. One more I'm just thinking here is using the legs again. I have been focusing a lot on the legs because most people are relatively strong in the legs, and the muscle groups are very important to everyday activities, e.g. walking, getting around, feeling strong, feeling happy. I'm going to try and do a few squats here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my legs about shoulder width apart, left and right, equal, and I'm going to put my arms out in front like I'm holding a cup on the back of my hand, very straight, and I'm going to bend at my knees a little bit and come back up. And that's one squat, and two squats, three squats, down, up.
And how far do you go down?
Down, up. To 90 degrees is optimal, and then depending on the range that you've got and the knees, some knees might be a little bit older and a little bit more worn out, but even anything up to 5 degrees is going to give you some sort of benefit. So it's an exercise that even people with very little range can still participate in.
Yeah, I'm definitely a 45-degree person. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Excellent. And you can do as many or as few as you want of those?
Yeah. Being a professional athlete, we deal in repetitions of 15 to 20, and sometimes we add weight. But for the purpose of this, I think that between 15 and 30 is a great number. And depending on the depth is going to increase the intensity of the exercise.
That burn.
The deep burn.
Wow, well, I think I've had a little workout myself this morning, which has been good. Yeah, I've got the sweat up, which
sweat
is
up.
Cool. And I am feeling good. The endorphins are there and, yeah, feeling happy.
Vitamin D.
Yes, exactly. Plenty of vitamin D out here in the sun just next to Suvi Oval. Now, we did a stretch at the beginning. Is it good to wind down with a couple of stretches as well at the end?
Definitely. Cool down and warm up are two of the most integral parts of exercise, and you'll find that if you don't cool down, you actually get quite sore the next day. And what we call this in the football fraternity or in the fitness fraternity is it's called DOMS, and it's an acronym for delayed onset muscle soreness. That's actually a good thing. That means that you've exercised the day before or 2 days before and you've stimulated a bit of muscle growth. The cool down is much like the warm up, in that if you've been jogging or running, you want to do a minute or two of walking and also implementing a stretch program within that. The hamstring stretch that we explained earlier is it's a universal stretch and, one of the biggest muscles. And keeping in mind that you've done some squats, some lunges, these are the muscles that you really want to focus on.
Okay, and should you use that gum tree as well to, say, stretch your arms out at the end?
The gum tree is great for stretching your arms, and it's also great for leaning up against and practicing the quad stretch, which I haven't explained yet, but if we want to run up here...
let's do it. We'll do the stairs one more time.
Stairs. There we go.
To the right, okay, off to this bench we've got here in the park. Kitchener Park we're in, if anyone's in Perth. Okay, so we found a tree.
I've got my left hand up against the tree, and I'm going to reach down and grab my right ankle and with my right hand, and it's going to stretch my quad. So essentially I look a bit like a flamingo at the moment. I've got one leg on the ground, one leg in my hand, and I can feel the quad is stretching. I'm going to hold this for 15 seconds.
And do you just hold it, or do you sort of push on your foot or push on your with your quads as well?
When we're cooling down, you just hold it. It's a hold, and it's just a constant. When you're warming up, you can try and stimulate it a little bit more by pulling it and moving it a little bit more and getting more range through the muscle. I'm going to swap hands here. So I've got my right hand on the tree, my left hand and my left ankle.
How does it feel?
Feels good. Feels like I'm relieving a lot of tension in my quad, which means I've had a good workout. I can still feel that I'm a little bit out of breath, and this is a good thing. This means that I've done a fair bit of exercise, and we've done this over about 5 to 10 minutes, and I've got a good sweat up. My heart rate's been up a little bit. I'm feeling really good about myself. Okay, now we've done our quad stretches and we've done our hamstring stretches. We've also done our chest stretch, where we've got our left hand pulling away from us that's wrapped around the tree. And I'm going to do 10 seconds on each hand with that one.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. So you stick your hand around the tree, out straight to the side, and then you push your chest sort of forward, don't you? And you feel that stretch across the breastplate.
The breastplate and the pectoral muscle. I can feel it. Again, feel the burn. Mm. That's terrific.
Yeah, it is a good one. And you forget about that one a lot, and then the next day you really do feel it.
You do, especially if you're going to be doing push-ups, vacuuming things around the house where you're tensing those muscles and using them. They need to cool down. It's no different to... to when you're using an appliance around the house. If you used a toaster or you've used the kettle, after you've boiled the water or you've toasted the bread, the toaster is quite warm and the kettle is quite warm. You need to leave it for a little while, let it cool down, much like your muscles.
Great analogy. I like it. Fantastic. Well, that's been a really good workout, Bo. Thank you for that. It's lovely to get some tips from the West Coast Eagles, who definitely know what they're on about, don't they?
Yeah, well, we're very pro exercise and pro being active and outside, and I think it's a really important part of our lives and my life, and I think with a little bit of help it can be an important part of your lives. Make sure you tell people what your plans are and your goals are, and tick them off, and I look forward to possibly hearing about some